The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates show.
It's a Thursday, man. It's not a Monday.
Welcome to it, man. I'm back. I'm here adjacent to the La Crosse Center in beautiful downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin. And Dom, there are thousands of people. I can see them out the window from the fourth floor of the Radisson. And I have rolled with the Dom. I have rolled out of the Trump Town Hall, because if I cannot be heard loud and clear and sexy, it just ain't worth the effort. So I'm out here. But our pal, James Kelly, journalist with Civic Media, he is inside the rally. And my understanding, the special broadcast, the show must go on. That will be hosted later by Terry Bell, Todd Alba, and James Kelly inside the room. But I have left the room, Dom. I am outside the room, and
Elvis
I feel like
has
I
left
can be
the building
now. Elvis has left the building. First and foremost, let me be honest with this audience. There is a lot of enthusiasm for Donald Trump right now in downtown La Crosse. And I started the day with a different impression of the turnout. When I came by 10:30 this morning looking for our old haunt, Basie's, which apparently no longer in business, I came downtown and we drove by the Trump, the assembled, and it was maybe 250 at 10:30 this morning. And I'm like, that place seats 8,000. This is going to be a problem. This is definitely going to be an optical problem for Trump. It will not be a problem. When I exited about 3:30, so I could join you here back on the airwaves, Dom, it was 2/3 full, and there was a line at least 5 blocks all the way out into Lakeside Park, and they've got at least that big a crowd outside, it looks like. So they're going to have at least 1.5 time capacity. They're going to have 10, 12,000 people here. Not everybody's getting into the party. And unfortunately, I've had to step out, but I'm here with you fine folks on the radio. That's the most important part, right, Dom?
Yeah, man.
So, I met some people today, Dom.
Yeah, of course. The man on the street, Crudy, that is what you do best.
You know, each and every time I go to a Trump rally, I think to myself, I sure do hope this is my last Trump rally. Like, there's never another day where I have to go through what I'm going through today. But here it is, Dom. I'm a grown-ass man, and I'm at another Trump rally today. Perhaps, and this time I mean it when I say it, my last Trump rally.
Perhaps.
But let me tell you about
still said perhaps.
People I met out front. Never say never, man. There's always a chance. Let me tell you about some people I met out front of the Trump rally today out here. What street is this, Dom, that the Radisson and the La Crosse are? That's like second Avenue or 2nd Street in La Crosse. The river is like effectively Street Zero, the Mississippi River. Mighty Miss, maybe you've heard of it, Dom. Some college kids drowned in there. I think it's the smiley face killer. But anyways, back to the MAGA faithful. And by midday, there were thousands of them, and by you know, mid-afternoon, Dom, they're going to have more than capacity of about 7,500, 8,000 inside the room. They're going to have thousands outside. So the enthusiasm is real for Trump. And I want to start with the Trump guy I met right away. And this guy was directing people. You know, it seemed like he was sort of head MAGA in charge, at least of this little corner of the block. And he was down kind of by Pearl Street, down by the La Crosse Center, for those that are informed if they've been down there. And this guy's wearing the cheese head, the foam cheese. Only his says MAGA on every side. MAGA. And this guy's name is Tom. And he told me he was a volunteer. I kind of surmised that. He had a lanyard much like this one. Mine says press. His said volunteer. So here's Tom. Let's meet him. Right here, met him on the streets of La Crosse. Played for the people, if you would, Rich.
Okay. Now I am.
Oh.
You got your MAGA cheese hat on. We got Donald Trump doing a town hall here in La Crosse. And now the crowd's starting to pack out here. What do you think people are hoping to hear?
The same thing that Trump's been saying all along. We need to close the border. We need to start drill, baby, drill. We need to take care of stopping illegal immigration, dealing with those that are 3,000 children that are lost and we don't know about, find them. Like I said, drill, baby, drill. Deal with our foreign affairs, with Middle East getting very, Israel, Middle East, Ukraine, all that stuff.
Where do you stand on Ukraine, if I may ask?
He doesn't know. I'll give you the answer. I'll shorten the answer. He didn't have a strong Ukraine policy to offer on the street corner in La Crosse. And, you know, Tom didn't have a hell of a lot to offer, period. I didn't find myself enthralled with Tom's conversational
it's consistent with the MAGAs because they just kind of repeat what the cult leader says. Drill, baby, drill. I mean, do you know that this country has produced more gas and oil under the Biden administration than ever has in the history of this country? So you're going to drill, baby, drill more? Because we're already drill, baby, drilling, and I'm not. On, but do you realize under if that's your ideal, then perhaps you should vote for Biden. I'm sorry, Harris.
You don't even know who they should vote for. I heard you in the last hour. If you learned anything from me, vote for one of the above. So, you know, that's a definitive answer to give, Dom. Yes, Tom didn't have a strong opinion. He didn't want to hear the new album. Tom wants to hear the greatest hits. Nothing but freedom rock, baby. Don't give me that. Don't give me the new stuff. Give me Fat Elvis. So that was Tom. That was the very first guy I met today, and I try to do this in sequential order so you kind of meet him in the direction and the order I met him. Now here's another guy. And this young whippersnapper, and you're not going to like him immediately. I just mean you, Dom. Maybe the audience. They might be more empathetic for this guy. But you've seen me ask questions through the years. And sometimes people don't want to answer the questions. And you can tell right away with this guy. And his name is Brandon Maley. And I wouldn't identify him just as a random Trump supporter. But he was sitting under the tent for Turning Point Action. And I did ask him his name. He gave me both first and last names. And to make sure I had spelled it right, I looked him up, right? It's worth the Google. Well, he's the Republican Party chair of Dane County, which is Madison, Wisconsin. I'm here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Today, Donald Trump's doing a town hall here. But the Republican Party chair, who's a young whippersnapper of like 24, is here on behalf of Turning Point Action, which don't forget, Dom, is Charlie Kirk's outfit and is the hired gun, the turnout mechanism of the Republican Party. So this guy finds himself very conflicted when I start asking him questions.
Right.
But let's see how he does. I almost fell off this chair. Let's see how he does, because the first one seemed like the very straightforward question. Let's see how he does. Brandon Maley, the subject on behalf of Turning Point, the Dane County Republican Party, play for the people, Rich.
You're here with Turning Point, and may I get your name, sir?
I can't go really in depth. I can maybe answer a few basic questions. That would be about it for now.
Sure. Well, how about your name?
Brandon.
Brandon.
Last name Malley, M-A-L-Y.
Very nice to meet you, Brandon. UW La Crosse, the kids are back in town. They're moving them in. What is Turning Point's role here in the UW La Crosse's campus?
We have to get the youth voter enthusiasm up and get them to our side. The Democrat machine in Wisconsin has relied upon getting a very high percentage of the vote across all of the UW campuses. So it's our job to get more conservative students more engaged, and we'll be doing that this semester.
You know, I'm a graduate of this college. About 30 years ago, there was a very active Young Republican program. Is there now a Young Republicans, or is it Turning Point organizationally? What is the organization on campus for Young Republicans?
Well, we have to see what's coming up this semester, because what happens a lot with these college political groups is you start a College Republicans or a Turning Point or whatever, and then the senior class that was super motivated graduates, and then sort of the backstory is sometimes these things drop off and then come back up. So, you know, I can't tell you which organization, whether it's going to be College Republicans or Turning Point, that's going to be more active. Do you guys know? Is it going to be the College Republicans back up and active?
And they never really gave you a sufficient answer, Don, but wherever the money is, I suspect that's where they're going.
Uh-huh.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates right here. I am where it all began for me, Don. My broadcast career began right here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I am immediately adjacent, literally adjacent to the La Crosse Center. And right inside that building, Don, I've still got my Trumpian credentials around my neck. I might still sneak back in later just to see what the party looks like. But Donald Trump at 6 o'clock tonight is doing a town hall moderated by Tulsi Gabbard. He's doing it in a swing district. Plenty of people here. There are at least 10,000 trying to get into an arena with 7,500 seats and overwhelming the cell phone. So I am next door, but I will bring you all the details you need. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates, on the road again, Dom, for the very last time. Come on back. The La Crosse Center, right next door, Crudy at the Radisson.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Trump speaking there later this evening. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at a campaign rally in Savannah, Georgia right now. If we're able to at some point, Rich, we'll bring it to the people. But until that happens, she has a raucous crowd talking about giving families with new children a $6,000 tax credit. She's talking about the differences between her and Donald Trump. Donald, of course, taking care of the billionaires. All right, let's hear a little bit of VP Harris, if you would, please, Rich.
For the future. And it is a fight for freedom. Like the freedom of a woman to make decisions
like some protesters
about her
in the crowd.
Own body and not have her government tell her what to do.
Some people just like to catcall and be part of the show, though. Also, Dom, you know how that
when
goes.
He was president, Donald Trump handpicked picked 3 members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did just as he intended. And now, more than 20 states have a Trump abortion ban, including Georgia.
A Trump abortion ban?
In fact, every state in the South, except for Virginia, has a Trump abortion ban. And think about that. Many.
I like
no
that framing.
Exceptions even for rape and incest. That is immoral. Immoral. And let us all agree, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, man.
And if he wins, Donald Trump will go further. He will sign a national abortion ban, you best believe. And he would create a national anti-abortion coordinator and force states to report on women's miscarriages and abortions. It's right there in Project 2025. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, simply put, they are out of their minds. Why don't they trust women? Well, we trust women. And when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law. Proudly. And across our nation, in addition to that, we are witnessing a full-on assault on other hard-fought, hard-won fundamental freedoms and rights.
There seemed to be protest in the room, Don.
I did hear some yelling about Palestinian the last time around.
Let's break away. Let's contrast this immediately with a young lady I met today. Her name, Bethany. Bethany, a Onalaska Luther grad. She told me, are we back to the speech, Rich? If we can get this speech, we'll go back to the vice president. Otherwise, you got to meet Bethany. Pretty in that red hat, Dom, and blonde, even though she looked a little beyond the golden years, if you know what I'm saying, like maybe that blonde wasn't entirely real. Let's go back to the speech. If you're ready, Rich, pot it up. Don't hear it, Rich. You gotta play it for the people.
We've got to get a hostage deal done and get a
there we go. Thank you, Rich.
Done.
Sounds like she addressed the protest.
So back to this election and Donald Trump. So in addition to the fight on the fundamental freedom to make decisions about one's own body, I have been traveling our country and the people of Georgia know what I know. There is a full-on assault on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights, including the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe.
Ongoing protest, apparently, at the Kamala Harris rally. And where is this event taking place, Tom? I'm here in La Crosse, but where is Kamala at? And where are these protesters at?
This is occurring in Savannah, Georgia, right now. Kamala Harris was doing the bus tour in Georgia. This is the conclusion of that tour in Savannah.
That fuels the climate crisis. Here's the thing. Generations of Americans before us led the fight for freedom. Now, Savannah, The baton is in our hands. So we who believe in the sacred freedom to vote will finally pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. We who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks and red flag laws. So much is on the line in this election. So much is on the line. And understand,
folks, Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Savannah, Georgia. Yours truly, Crudy here, immediately adjacent to the La Crosse Center. Thousands still trying to get in for a Trumpian town hall. That special event happening at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, Harris and Walz doing their first media interview since the nomination. That happens at 8 o'clock. Broadcast right here. Keep it locked. Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show live in La Crosse. Crudy, turn on your button and you can speak to the fine audience and your little buddy Dominic. Dom, it's like the old days. You know, I get downtown in La Crosse, I start losing my mind just a little
you know, bit. Something about that town, man. There's just something about that town.
Felt like I nearly got arrested the last time you and I were here. But as my son's now attending the college here, at least he intends to start on Tuesday, right? They start classes next week. Bring the kids up early,
college, Crudy. Getting through the first semester, you know, I think I lost about 25% of the guys I met after the first semester.
I gained like 20 pounds. Different metric, realize. On the occasion, Donald Trump here at the La Crosse Center, and Donald Trump at 6 o'clock is doing a town hall, and it's being moderated by Tulsi Gabbard, and I got to tell you, buddy, it's packed. And earlier today, I did not think that this occasion was going to draw out the Trump supportive, only because they weren't here yet. At 10:30 this morning, there were about 250 in line. The front row is there off. And this will be a supportive crowd. This is not like a, you know, venue screen crowd for independence and stuff of that nature. And I will say, I've seen crowds that were way more in the costuming. You know, it's a certain flavor when you go to the Trump rally. Some wear, you know, like suits. Usually they're wearing like their Trump suits, and I did see a few, and I do have a few examples, and I'll share them with you. But special event coverage happening right here on Civic Media at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm going to get you started, and I'm going to pitch it over to James Kelly, who's inside the La Crosse Center, inside the room. And Trump's got his thing, but here is the vice president and nominee Tim Walz. They got their thing tonight with CNN. My understanding is they're going to broadcast it right here on Civic Media. Complete coverage. Political junkies, tonight is your night right here on Civic Media. And Dom, I'm doing it from God's country for the very last time right here from the La Crosse Center downtown. You know, I'm not sure if I'll be welcome back in this town. The Eagle, 1490 AM. Let me introduce you to a woman. And this is the young lady that went to Onalaska Luther. Her name is Bethany. And Rich, play it for the people. I'm going to let Bethany's words speak for themselves.
It used to be Red Raiders.
I don't recall that. I remember doing some Bernie's blast-offs down on the end of the street. Do you remember that when he'd play the bottles?
On Alaska Luther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My name's... Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, I didn't graduate around here, but I went to college up here. I love this town.
Okay.
Can I just get a first name?
Bethany.
Donald Trump's doing a town hall in La Crosse, and that's kind of a big deal. Obviously, it's going to bring national media and a lot of guys like me around as well. What are you hoping he has to say, and, you know, what kind of questions do you think you'll get from the audience tonight?
I hope he stays strong. Whatever, I don't like the soft, tender touch of Kamala Harris. I think we need to be strong.
And what is the soft, tender touch?
Wait,
what does
for
that
it
mean to you when you say it?
Wait for it.
A woman. I don't know if you can say that, but I don't think she has the guts or nerve to do what needs to be done.
Bethany, the Onalaska Luther grad, peroxide blonde, tells us that she's a woman, Dom. I can't vote for her because she's got a tender side. She's not willing to do waterboarding or worse, you know, what needs to be done out there in this cold, hard world. So Bethany, she's definitely not for Trump. I couldn't believe
wow.
it. I mean, literally, you're talking to someone. She seems so nice, and you're having a cordial conversation. And sometimes I find myself, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, am I going to get sucker punched out here on one of these rope lines as I'm asking these questions? And B, are you for real, Bethany?
Right? I mean, you are a woman, Bethany. And you don't seem to hold any punches back of your criticism of the vice president. So what, you wouldn't have the stomach for it? I mean, I don't know what to say about that. A woman, you know, bringing down another woman because she's a woman. Okay.
Well, at some point, Bethany was struggling for her answers, and she turned to Bob. And Bob's a big dude. I'm looking up at Bob. And anyways, he's wearing a Team Trump 2024 sticker, as I put on the back of my civic media credential today, you know, just to show him I meant to be there. Well, Bob's wearing it on his Gilligan-style hat, you know, one of those big canvas hats. And Bob's a, you know, like a big Wisconsin burly dude, foo man. And the first time I talked to Bob, he had some suggestions for questions tonight. The CNN interview with Kamala Harris, it's going to play here. But here's what Bob thought they should ask Kamala. And then I had a follow-up for Bob. So stick around for that. Get started, Rich. Play Bob. Met him at a Trump rally.
First name and then...
Sure.
Go ahead. What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, we're here in La Crosse. La Crosse Center, Trump rally. And you were about to say.
Some of the questions I wish CNN would ask Kamala and Wills is, we're hearing of the current promises to lower pricing for the middleman or for America. And my question would be, A, how are you going to do that? B, why aren't you doing that right now?
Is Biden in charge or is Harris in charge, do you think, in the current sense? Or who's in charge?
Yeah. I think that's a scary question. I don't know that either one of those people are in charge. I think there's a small group of about four or five individuals that are steering the ship right now, which is a little typical to what we're seeing in D.C. now with how large the city of D.C. is of itself, the administrative state, as it's called, where our directly elected politicians aren't doing much in terms of running our country, unfortunately, at all right now because of the massive size of our federal government. And I think that's one of the draws to Donald Trump is how he, at least initially, we know he wants to drain the swamp. He kind of laid off it this time around, but we know he wants to drain the swamp. And so I think that's the number one thing we need to do as a country for now.
little more background on Big Bob, the Trump supportive guy I met in front of the Lacrosse Center. He said he was a Vivek Ramaswamy guy, and the thing most appealing about Ramaswamy's platforms, the proposed 75% reduction in the federal workforce. That's what Bob's down for. You know, less services and presumably a tax cut, because who doesn't want a tax cut? But I did ask one follow-up question of Bob, and Rich, going to need your help with this. Appreciate you working hard. Play Bob. Didn't Trump also have a prior term? Doesn't he have a track record of sorts, sir? Something like that. I paraphrase me. Play it for the people, Rich.
Harris or Trump, they both have had a term, right? So they kind of have a track record. And if they say, I'm going to do this the next time, why didn't they do it the first time? So whether it's build the wall, make Mexico pay for it, or drain the swamp, well, my question would be is, why didn't Trump do those things the last time around?
Trump did it to an extent. He had a lot to hold him back. He was always under an impeachment or a Russiagate or something. But I can't say I disagree with you. I wish he would have done it more. I like Vivek Ramaswamy's promise to instantly fire 75% of the federal government. I think that was a great campaign thing to run on, personally. And I know the Libertarian Party would be completely on board with that as well. But I wish he would shift his focus on that. And I agree. I wish he would have drained the swamp more.
I wish he would accomplish some of his prior campaign promises, if you would hope, to reelect the man. But I'm glad that Bob showed a little intellectual honesty there. He kind of turned it. I agree with you. He should have drained the swamp more, like Vivek Ramaswamy would have. But anyways, that was Bob, Dom. And I've only got one more. I met there out on the streets. While there's time in this segment, let's introduce the people to Joey. Joey's not only got a MAGA hat on, he's got an American flag and a Trump flag sticking out of his MAGA hat. He's
wow.
Wearing buttons. You know, he's got so much, I forget what they call that, flair or whatever. He looks like he should be working at an Applebee's. Yeah. But I met Joey outside the Lacrosse Center, and he was happy because he's going to be up near the front. He was there early. Here's Joey. Play it for the people, Rich.
All right. So what's first name?
Joey.
Joey, what are you here to do today?
I'm here to support Trump.
And we're in La Crosse. We're at the La Crosse Center. Are you from here? How far did you drive?
We live on the south side of La Crosse.
So that's not a bad drive at all.
No, it's not. It was nice and easy.
And what are you hoping the former president says tonight? Do you think you'll get some tough questions?
I think he'll get some tough questions, but knowing Trump, he's going to answer them the way he always does and give us all what we need and want.
Excellent. Now, looks like we're in the couple thousand range, but this place will hold 7,000 or 8,000. You hoping to get up close and personal with Trump tonight?
I'm hoping so. I'm in the front of the line, so I'm hoping so.
Not so bad. Not so bad.
And he's got the pretty MAGA hat, prettier than most, quite frankly. And he's got the double flag sticking out of the MAGA hat. So if that doesn't catch the attention of ADHD Trump, I don't know what will. I hope Joey gets a selfie or something.
Well, Joey's going to be very, if his expectation is that Trump will answer the question as Trump always answers the question, I guarantee you that's how Trump will answer the question. But if that's what you want, if you want non-answers, if you want, you know, something other than an articulated, cohesive thought from the guy who's 78 years old running again that you support that didn't, you know, that continues to unwind publicly everywhere he goes and everything he does. Well, you know, you're going to get more of that, Joey, so enjoy.
Well, along with the guy I met down at the diner this morning, you know, with the double Trump, impeach this with the double middle fingers, I met that guy, and then I met these other people, Dom, and, you know, I got to tell you, I've probably seen enough Trump rallies for one lifetime. I've probably maxed out, and I can probably say, let's call it a wrap. I don't need to do any more Trump rallies, but he's doing a town hall in La Crosse tonight. So if you're hungry for broccoli, you can stick around and get fed. Donald Trump, he moderated town hall with like 20 people on the stage. It's crazy. It looks like a little mini convention, like they set it up to be like a mini little convention stage. And Trump apparently will be moderated by Tulsi Gabbard, the Putin-loving former Democratic candidate for president of the United States. She was one of like the 24 in 2019 out there running in Cedar Rapids across Iowa. And the Devil's Advocates, we're going to keep this show running. You can join us here, 844-967-2789. Air the grievances early, Dom. Air them right now. If you ever want to get your grievance on the air, now would be an excellent time to dial 844-967-2789. I'm monitoring the text lines because I know Don doesn't do that.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy days to us all. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio. And, of course, the Facey Bookies at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Once again, 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. CJ, I'm surprised you're called in, man. Imagine you would be in La Crosse, Wisconsin today. Welcome to the show. CJ, your boy's in town. What do you think?
God bless them. Yeah, I guess, you know, the policies that we're going
to
watch.
Kind of you to say.
Kamala is getting chaperoned by, I don't know what you know, I'd like to call him by his nickname, but, you know, it's pretty sad that you guys don't hold her to the fire. You know, what is her limitations? Is she no limitations on abortion? So, yay! You know,
well,
more black
okay, now, CJ, you throw a lot out there, so help me out just a minute, CJ, throwing a lot out there. Let me address a couple, number one. My understanding, I know that some of the Republicans and conservatives have been very critical about the fact that Kamala Harris is doing this interview with Tim Walz. But from my understanding and the reading of it, Mitt Romney did his interview with Paul Ryan. This is not uncommon. In fact, it's happened in Republican. Hell, I think Trump and Pence even did their first interview together. That's it. That's your answer. Trust me, bro.
They didn't do it. They didn't do an interview together. You guys are just. I mean, you guys. This is so funny.
Clear
you
Trump didn't love her.
Remember, your party was trying to get rid of her 3 months ago. She was the drag on the ticket.
So you should be. Are you happy then? Are you happy? If she's a drag on the ticket, then you should be just fired up, CJ, that she's here. But, you know, do you accept the fact that the polls are starting to shift? Do you think that's the case, or are those just fake polls?
No, I think there's a lot of uninformed voters that you guys don't
have.
I
would agree with you there, CJ. Let me ask you this. I just saw and retweeted today Donald Trump's in Potterville, Michigan. And what Trump said today, and you brought this up about asking about Kamala's limitation on abortion. Here's what Trump said. In 6 states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. That's what Donald Trump said today. CJ, is that true?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I believe
I'm going to say slowly, and then I'm going to ask you again. Donald Trump today in Potterville, Michigan said regarding abortion, quote, in 6 states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. This is not the first time he said something like this, but it's the most recent time. My question to you, CJ, is Donald Trump being truthful when he says that?
Make the decision. He believes in limitations or exceptions.
I don't know what you mean. You're not answering the question, CJ. Is Donald Trump being honest when he tells you that? You keep talking, man, but you're not answering the question. I appreciate that, but listen, I'm going to give you one last chance. And the answer, I think, would be no, that's totally wrong. Killing a baby after it's born, that's murder. That's literally murder. That's the definition. Although I get it, you know, my uncle used to tell me it's never too late for an abortion when I was misbehaving. But CJ, Donald Trump said in 6 states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. Is that an accurate statement, yes or no?
And Tim Walz let 8.
Okay, thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. I just wonder if he even knows that he's on mute when I'm asking the question. He's just sitting there yelling at the clouds. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, I just checked it out, and in July of 2016, Donald Trump sat down with Mike Pence to do the first interview together. And that I've tried to check further to see if Trump had done anything after he'd secured the nomination in 2016 that did an interview all by his lonesome, but I haven't found that yet, if he did or not. But this nonsense that they give that for no limitations, under Roe there is limitations in the third trimester of the pregnancy.
Of course.
And they do not kill the babies after they are born. The only time that, for the majority of the cases when abortions occur so late in the pregnancy like that, it's some crisis situation where it's the life of the mother that is at risk. And that for them to say this kind of stuff, it is just, it's lying. It's just out and out lying. It's not, they allow themselves to be misinformed and listen to this crap, and they allow themselves to be misinformed, and they don't give a rat's ass about the women themselves. Apparently women are just vessels to birth babies because men can't do it themselves. It is just sad that there's this kind of nonsense.
Well, Mark, I would say if men did the birthing of babies, there wouldn't be any babies, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. CJ, for the record, it is not true. Donald Trump was a big fat liar when he tells Potterville, Michigan, the audience, that in 6 states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. That is not true. That's a big fat lie.
CJ is being accused from Milwaukee on the text line.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us, the Happier Happy Hour, and your calls, 844-967-2789.